92.1 WGHN, Grand Haven's favorite. It is 8:31. I'm Mary Ellen Murphy in the WGHN studio. Vice Chair, Ottawa County Board of Commissioners, Commissioner Josh Brueger. Good morning.
Good morning, Mary Ellen. Thanks for having me on this morning.
Oh, you bet. I don't know.
Is there anything to talk about?
I don't know where to start. Okay, in the last 24 hours, we've had two people drop out of being interviewed for the administrator position. What's going on?
Yeah, it's been a challenging process, to be sure.
Yeah.
We had five very talented individuals that we selected to move forward to the interview round. A number of them, at least one of them, had responded right away saying that situation had changed and that they were happy where they were.
Mm-hmm.
We, you know, worked our way down to the last two to three candidates. And last night, Mark up in Muskegon dropped out, unfortunately, for us in Ottawa County. I think Mark is a great guy. I had a lot of potential and was really looking forward to interviewing him. But, you know, when the people of Muskegon come out in force and tell an individual that we love you, we want you here, please don't leave. That's what happened. They had a meeting yesterday afternoon, and I haven't spoken to Mark since then, and I haven't heard all the details, but my understanding is the people in Muskegon said, we want you. And boy, it's when you've built relationships with people as long as he has up in Muskegon,
well,
you've done
has.
As well as he has,
yeah.
that's hard to leave.
I mean, I lived in Muskegon, so he, you know, obviously I know who he was,
yeah.
and I know him because I know his wife. And so, you know, it's just funny how you know people and whatnot. So, it's just like
West Michigan is small.
Well,
borderline between Muskegon County and Ottawa County is just a line on a map.
We're not friends or anything. We're just, you know, we know each other through Muskegon Catholic Central and whatnot. But, that makes me really sad because I've seen some of the things that he's done having lived in Muskegon and he's done a lot of incredible things. But, you know, I guess if the people of Muskegon feel that they want him to stay, you know, that actually is a good thing.
That speaks very, very highly of them. That's good. And I wish we were able to interview him and consider him, but I wish him very well in his journey in Muskegon. And we're going to continue to work together. I mean, Ottawa County and Muskegon County are interlinked, especially here in Northwest Ottawa County.
Yeah, I wondered about that. Do you guys talk to each other?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. I met Mark previously a few years back, but then saw him at a conference in Lansing. And we strategized and talked about different things between transportation and a wastewater line that he was instrumental in bringing to Ottawa County. So Fairlife Milk and the people of Coopersville have opportunity for growth.
Yep.
You know, it's very important that we have good relationships with our neighbors.
Well, that's good to hear.
What next?
I don't... Okay, so tomorrow the remaining finalists, Michael Tremblay, will continue in the process. He'll participate in a public interview at the Fillmore Street Complex. That'll be live streamed. It's open to the public. Tell me how you're feeling.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you know, I am committed and the majority of the board is committed to following through on the process.
Okay.
We selected five. We've got one left. Commander Tremblay is an excellent candidate. He brings a lot of experience and a military background. He looks very good on paper. I look forward to interviewing him, especially out of respect to him. He's already today. I believe he's on a tour of Ottawa County and spending some time with Gary Rosema, our interim county administrator, getting to know the staff and the team. And then tomorrow we'll sit down and talk with him. I don't know what the outcome of that interview will be.
Okay.
You know, we're very selective in Ottawa County. We've got a great place here. This is a gem in West Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
And if he is... he's already a great guy on paper, but if he's not quite what we need for an Ottawa County administrator, we'll move on to the next step.
And what's the next step?
Well, the next step will likely be a sit down with Double Hall to ask them about other candidates that we didn't move forward to the last round.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anybody else who's still interested in that? We'll likely take a little bit of a pause to reevaluate the process to see if there's things that we could do differently. And honestly, we're going to be pragmatic about it. Ottawa County was built up over 10, 20 years to the great, or decades, I should say, to the great county that it is. The last 2 years have been rough. I do construction. You can destroy something. You can tear something apart a lot easier than you can put it back together.
That's true.
This is just a hiccup in the road, a little speed bump, but we'll get through it.
What kind of questions are you going to ask him? Because I want to ask you, how important is how somebody lives their... Are you going to ask a bunch of questions like, you know, what does America mean to you? I mean, come on.
Yeah. No, the questions that we're going to ask, they're actually going to be supplied by Double Hall. so that we have some very specific questions designed to get answers that that are germane to the task at hand, which is leading Ottawa County.
That
by and large will be the question. There may be some questions from some commissioners along those lines.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, Commander Tremblay will have to handle those questions.
Okay.
I mean, they're going to come up. This is life in West Michigan,
mm-hmm.
and we need a leader who can handle that.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll see if he's the guy.
Okay. I guess that's fair. And so then after you interview him, what happens?
I believe we're going to set up a meeting in council chambers to discuss the interview, to mm-hmm. discuss, the last week of candidates who have stepped aside.
Right.
Who all, by the way, I have not spoken with them, but my understanding is a lot of the candidates who did step aside, it was not related to anything political in Ottawa County.
Okay.
A number of them that I'm aware of actually had some very legitimate issues in their home that they needed to tend to that were some legitimate changes. So we can't blame Ottawa Impact for the event, for what happened. But we're going to move forward and do the best that we can.
Okay. Well,
Mary, I like your look on your face. You're rolling your eyes.
If I'm applying for a job,
yeah.
and I'm seeing people speak in the manner that they're speaking, and they're going to delve into everything in my personal life as to how I voted in 1981, I don't want that job.
Sure.
That's me.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yep.
That's
yeah,
me.
Sure. And I think that speaks to a number of people. But look, the candidates who submitted their applications, they know what's happened in Ottawa County over the last 20 years, or excuse me, the last 2 years.
Okay.
They know the lay
of the land.
They
know what they're walking into.
These are professionals. They've been in this line of work for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And they know how to handle these situations.
Okay.
And we're going to be looking for somebody who can handle these situations.
Okay.
And the majority of the board, 6-7 members,
mm-hmm.
we're going to be 100% behind whoever we hire.
Okay.
And I hope that the other four commissioners will come behind them as well.
I hope so, too. I know Alice and Meadema put out a post saying that she would like to pause the process, maybe have a discussion about that on Thursday. I don't know. I know a lot of the commissioners didn't feel as if they had enough time. And I understand time management. I stare at a clock every day. I know how long it takes to do things. Let me tell you, over the last 2 years, you know how many times I had to call my daughter and tell her I can't come out today because I've got a 5-hour meeting I have to comb through.
Sure.
Okay.
Yep.
You want to talk about losing time over the last 2 years? So you have to learn how to manage your time. And I learned how to manage my time better.
Yep.
And now I'm not spending so much time on these meetings. Before when I would watch the meetings, nobody got to speak.
Yeah.
Except for Joe Moss and Sylvia. And so Roger Bergman, former commissioner, would come in and tell me what happened, and he would share his thoughts. Now when I watch the meetings, I feel like I know what's going on. Everyone gets a chance to speak.
Yeah.
And it makes my job easier. Now I kind of know what's going on, but I'm just, time management, it's a tricky thing. And I think everybody has kids. Everybody has things that they need to do.
Yep.
And I know it got a little dicey. It was uncomfortable to watch when people were throwing out those jabs about how much time they have and, you know, how they spend their days. Wow. So he's on a tour. He's checking out Ottawa County. All of this will happen tomorrow. How much time does each commissioner get with this candidate?
With the candidate individually?
Yeah. Is there any individual time at all?
At the moment, not that I'm aware of.
Okay.
The goal is to interview as a group so that we're all on the same page.
Okay.
And if we decide after the interview that we'd like some individual time to sit down and talk,
mm-hmm.
absolutely, that'll happen.
Okay.
In addition, there's an open house. I believe that's still on schedule.
No,
for this.
That got canceled for today.
Okay.
Yeah.
The open house is not out today.
Yeah.
But yeah, we'll make time if commissioners need to talk to him individually.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay.
But the process prior to having one individual left was designed to be very strategic, to be very much the same questions, the same interview time,
mm-hmm.
the same amount of opportunity for FaceTime with each individual commissioner,
okay.
so that we were all on an even playing field
sure.
when we were making our decision. It has changed a little bit. We'll kind of see. I guess they call that a fluid situation.
Yeah.
We'll see how it plays out tomorrow.
Okay.
But
yeah, we will.
We're committed to him. I mean, he has to at least going through the process. Out of respect to him, out of respect to the uniform, to our military, his experience, we're going to sit down and have a conversation with him and get to know him.
Do you have any updates on lawsuits in the county?
I I know that we have a number of lawsuits that are still pending right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't actually have an update right at the moment
okay.
with these lawsuits. I'll try my best. The Crockery Lake lawsuit, we're waiting for a judge to make a decision on whether or not the contract was a viable contract. I'm not sure what the status is on that. I know Allison Miedema, that's in her district. Mm-hmm. She's very intrigued with that one and would like to see that resolved. And I would like to see that resolved as well so we can move forward.
Yeah, you want to keep moving forward. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
There are a couple of Open Meetings Act lawsuits that are still outstanding, one with Joe Moss and Chris Kleinians.
Mm-hmm.
And yet they're moving through the process.
Okay.
Lawsuits take time. Part of the process, I do believe, with our legal system is to force people to wait, to be patient,
mm-hmm.
and to see where they really stand on an issue and how strong they want to stand up for what it is that they're fighting for. And at the moment, those are all playing out.
How much time did you spend going over all the candidates and all of that? I mean, you must have spent a lot of time.
Yeah, absolutely. We received the packets on Monday morning, Monday by noon. I can't remember exactly what time it was. I picked mine up around noon.
Okay.
And from Monday until the end of the day Tuesday, I was going through the packets.
Yeah.
I will say that I know some commissioners wanted to go through all 39 applicants and review theirs. I actually spent the majority of my time on the top 20 candidates and worked through them quite thoroughly. The other candidates, I definitely looked over them, but as they hadn't met some of the minimum standards that we set out, I set them aside because,
Well, you put your trust in Double Hall. As you had said, and as Chair Teeples had said, they've been doing this for a really long time.
They have. Yeah. Absolutely.
They've got the record to back their business up. They know what they're doing.
They do. They absolutely do. So and we'll have to have a conversation with them and a little bit of a what do they call that? A post-mortem discussion on the process over the last couple of weeks to see how we can do better, see how they can do better. It's a learning experience. I mean, we can always improve, and there's plenty of opportunity to do so.
Well, that's true. This is a random question. I've been using a different graphic for Ottawa County because there's been a different. I don't use the Where Freedom Rings anymore. When I get news releases, I get like this different graphic that just has like the tree and the waves.
Just
and
the logo without.
Thank you. That's what I've been using. Yep. Any word on the Ottawa County seal? What you want to do with that?
Yeah, no, I imagine there's a definitely the public is interested in either going back to the
where
prior motto, where you belong, or something different.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, my personal take, and we'll see where the rest of the commissioners sit on this one, but my personal take is I want to move forward, and I don't know if that means bringing back where you belong or some variation thereof, or perhaps having no motto for a short period of time while we take a deep breath and a pause. And we need to have community engagement. When the Where Freedom Rings motto came into play, there wasn't a whole lot of community engagement.
No.
There wasn't a whole lot of staff engagement. And if we're going to change it, we need to do it that way. We need to be open. We need to be transparent. We need to get buy-in from the public and input from the public because it matters.
I think that the hardest thing to watch, I think, for a lot of people is it almost seems as if the last 2 years did not exist for the Ottawa Impact Commissioners, that they have forgotten all the things that happened in the last 2 years when they talk about transparency. You're just kind of sitting there going, wait a second, huh? Did you forget? But hopefully tomorrow goes well. I will be watching.
Yeah, good. Good.
I will be watching.
I will think of your eyes on the process while we're interviewing, and I hope other folks tune in. I mean, we have a government that's for the people and by the people.
Mm-hmm.
We're here for you to serve, and we'll do our best to do that for the citizens of Ottawa County.
Well, I certainly hope so. I appreciate you flying into the studio at such short notice. Well, yesterday, by the time I got home yesterday, I said to myself, I'm not looking at any news anymore tonight. I was done, and I happened to look at my email and went, whoa! But of course, the news had been out for hours. So I'm texting people and they're like, yeah, we already know this, Mary Ellen. Like I'm breaking the news or something. Ottawa County Vice Chair and Commissioner Josh Berger. Isn't that funny, though?
Thank you, Mary Ellen.
Isn't that funny, though? I mean, I just was like, I'm not going to read any news. And then this drops.
Hey, it's healthy to unplug every now and then.
Yes, it is.
Good job.
It is. Just don't unplug that radio.